Hello, my audiobook friends. A little rare treat for all of you, I guess, in that I'm doing an audio boom in the middle of the day. It is currently 5 minutes after noon, and I'm going for a walk around the parking lot of my work here. For those of you who may have seen it, I did a Periscope almost 2 weeks ago, I guess, of me walking around the parking lot and kind of showing off what it looks like. Right now there's many cars parked here because we're having a trade show in Place Forzani, which is the exhibition hall right next to the offices here. And there's all sorts of cars and whatnot. So I wanted to leave an audio boo specifically for she has a hard name to pronounce too. Gwenillian, I think. And she left a comment on, sorry about the wind. I'm going to try to shield the phone. She left a comment on my last audio boom from last night, in which she said that she couldn't quite pinpoint who I sounded like, but my voice reminded her of somebody. And then she paid me the biggest compliment. She has no idea. She just paid me the biggest compliment she could ever have by stating that, in fact, oh, sorry, I just found a dead grasshopper. Poor thing. Oh, there's another one. Lots of grasshoppers around here. Yeah, hopefully, I'm going to try to shield the wind here. It's very difficult. So she said that I sounded like Ernie from Ernie and Bert of Sesame Street fame, which I'm absolutely floored because, as you well all know, Kermit the Frog is sort of a little bit of my alter ego. I remember Simon, SM2N, mentioning that. At one point I was walking with my daughter and I broke into my Kermit the Frog voice, and Simon said that he had always heard a bit of Kermit the Frog at the sort of the back of my of my voice. Sorry for the ahems. And so it's really not surprising that Ernie would be there too, because Ernie was voiced by Jim Henson for most of the run of Sesame Street, and was only taken over in 1993. I just read the Wikipedia article, and I've forgotten the name of the fellow, after Jim Henson's death back in 1990. And I have been a big, big, big fan of the Muppets for as long as I can remember. So to me, years ago I started imitating Kermit the Frog, and it just kind of came naturally. And I suppose Ernie, hey Bert, is there as well. Although I can't talk as Ernie for prolonged amounts. I have to just say key words or key phrases. Things like, hey Bert, or rubber ducky, you're the one, you make bath time so much fun, you know, that kind of thing. But the end of her comment, where she said, I should be an actor, I suppose, going into voice acting, which I've always wanted to do, just never, I don't know if it's part ambition or part embarrassment. Not really embarrassment, but I guess not knowing and not sure that I could actually make it, especially here in Montreal. It's the competition for Anglophone or English-speaking voiceover artists, as you can well imagine, there's not that many. And it's rather cutthroat. And from what I've understood about voiceover acting, it's not the easiest thing to break into, and it's hard work, and you have to have the lifestyle and the setup. I suppose I have the setup, but it's more the availability of my studio, let's put it that way. I did want to build a sound booth, still in my plans for late fall, probably over the winter months. I've got a lot of work to do on my office, but definitely if I can do that, I'd love to do some kind of voiceover work. I'm just going to check how much time I've got here. 4 minutes. I'm going to continue my talk here and just walk over to I think I'm going to go walk and buy something to eat today. And anyway, so I just wanted to leave a note for everyone. And I'll catch you later. And I'm back. It seems the Audio Boom app crashed on me, but it crashed in a really strange way. It was still running in the background, although the app itself disappeared. Very strange. Anyway, I didn't quite close off my Audio Boom in a kind of a nice way. It was kind of broken up, and the reason being is there was some out-of-town guests that were walking over to their car here in the parking lot. And they just wanted to wave to me and say hello and shake my hand kind of thing. They are some big wigs from the head office. And in fact, we had a meeting this morning, and wow, the amount of work that they're going to throw at me is copious, to say the least. But anyway, I hope to be able to manage it. I've been able to do small miracles in the past, and I really have been underutilized in many regards. So anyway, just wish me luck. I may be treading water for a while. So anyway, so let me close off this Audio Boom properly now. I thank you for listening. And Gwendolyn? Oh, I can't pronounce your name. I'm sorry. Okay. whatever your name is, thank you again for commenting on my Audio Boom and telling me that I sound like my dear departed friend, Jimmy Henson. Oh, okay. I was just walking by a dump truck. The guy had his radio blaring here. Okay, let's see how much time I've got left. That's 1 minute. Right. So as I was saying, goodbye to everyone. Thank you for listening. And if you see my friend Bert, tell him I said hello. Oh, shut up, truck. All right. Bye, everyone.